In the news this month, a giant cloud of alcohol discovered in a stellar nursery, comet 73P continues to disintegrate as it heads closer to the sun, Venus Express takes the most detailed picture of the weather above the south pole of the planet, and the Hubble Space Telescope celebrates 16 years in orbit. Astronomers using the upgraded multi-element radio-linked interferometer network, or MIRLIN, the UK's radio telescope array, have discovered a giant cloud of methyl alcohol wrapped around a stellar nursery. This cloud, spanning approximately 288 billion miles, was discovered in a part of the sky known as W3OH, a region within our own galaxy where many new stars are forming by the gravitational collapse of clouds of gas and dust. New radio observations, made with MIRLIN, have revealed immense filaments of gas, which are acting in a similar way to lasers. Molecules within the gas are amplifying beams of microwave radiation, with the result that these filaments appear very bright at particular wavelengths within the radio part of the electromagnetic spectrum. Bright maser spots have previously been detected in W3OH, but this is the first time filaments of maser emission have been seen connecting together these spots, thanks to the upgrade of MIRLIN. Dr. Lisa Harvey-Smith, a familiar voice on the Jodcast, was the principal investigator on this study, and described the results as challenging some long-accepted views held in astronomical maser research. Until we found these filaments, we thought of masers as point-like objects or very small bright hotspots surrounded by halos of fainter emission, she said. The spots themselves are associated with the formation of massive stars within much larger gas clouds, while the filaments occur at shock boundaries where large regions of gas are colliding. The results were presented at the UK's National Astronomy Meeting in Leicester on the 4th of April. Over the last 3 years, astronomers around the world, both amateur and professional, have been tracking the disintegration of comet 73P, or Swashman-Vachmann 3, as its orbit has brought it towards the Sun. In recent months, the number of separate pieces into which the nucleus has fragmented has increased several times. The comet now consists of over 30 separate fragments stretching over several degrees in the sky and is continuing to disintegrate. Comets like 73P can be described as giant dirty snowballs which move around the solar system in highly elliptical orbits. As they near the Sun, parts of the surface begin to sublime, leaving behind a trail of ice and dust particles known as the tail, which always points directly away from the Sun. 73P is nearing perihelion, the closest point in its orbit to the Sun, which will occur on the 7th of June 2006. The closest it will come to the Earth during this orbit is a very safe 11.7 million kilometres, about 30 times the distance from the Earth to the Moon, and this will occur on the 12th of May this year. Telescopes around the world have been observing the spectacular destruction over the last few years, watching as huge chunks separate from the main body of the comet and subsequently continue to disintegrate. The most detailed images so far have been provided by the Hubble Space Telescope and the ground-based VLT in Chile. Links to these images can be found on our website. Comet Shoemaker-Levy 9 was pulled apart by the gravitational effect of Jupiter in the early 1990s, but there are other reasons why comets might disintegrate. Thermal stresses caused by heating from the Sun, explosions by pockets of volatile gases trapped within the comet, or they could fly apart due to rapid rotation of the nucleus. The breakup of comet 73P could be due to a combination of these effects, something that further observations will help astronomers to determine. During April, the European Space Agency's Venus Express spacecraft successfully went into orbit around the planet, and, on the 12th of April, it returned the first ever image of the South Pole. As the craft passed 206,000 kilometres above the pole, engineers switched on both the Venus monitoring camera and the visible and infrared thermal imaging spectrometer and photographed the polar region in superb detail. The results show clear structures and fine details in the cloud formations around the pole, surprising scientists working on the mission. One especially surprising feature is a dark vortex almost directly over the pole, corresponding to a similar feature seen previously in pictures of the North Pole of Venus. The major scientific goal of the mission is to probe the thick atmosphere of the planet in detail, and these early images, taken from a height much greater than that of the final orbit, have already given the astronomers some exciting results, and much more is expected over the lifetime of the spacecraft. Finally, to mark 16 years in orbit in April, the Hubble Space Telescope, operated by NASA and ESA, released the sharpest wide-angle image of the nearby starburst galaxy M82. The observation, carried out by Jay Gallagher of the Space Telescope Science Institute and P. Puxley of the National Science Foundation, consists of several images taken with the Advanced Camera for Surveys, merged together to create a large mosaic covering both the disk of the galaxy and the plumes of hydrogen gas spreading out both above and below the galaxy, powered by the high rate of star formation within the disk. This galaxy is located roughly 12 million light-years away in the constellation of Ursa Major, and is forming stars at a rate 10 times higher than in our own galaxy, due to the gravitational interaction with its near-neighbour M81. The Hubble Space Telescope was launched on April 24, 1990, on board the Space Shuttle Discovery, although its future is now somewhat uncertain as NASA tried to decide whether to send another manned servicing mission to fix the spacecraft.